The Checkoff is responsible for marketing U.S. beef in lots of other countries. We invested a little over $7 million last fall in the current year's efforts. So aside from trade policy, which, of course, the Checkoff doesn't do, we stand ready to maintain the markets that we have and grow new markets. For example, Japan is always a really, really important market for U.S. beef. It's a high-value market, and it adds value to the carcass domestically. And then we have some new information on markets like South Africa, where you might not expect a growth market, but we're doing a little bit of investigation in markets like that, so we stand ready to grow small markets as well as maintain those high-value markets that are so important for producers in a time of high supply domestically.
And Polly says access is an important part of marketing.
Access, of course, is always an important part of marketing. You either get limited access, so you get whole hog access, and of course you have the tariff issues, et cetera, et cetera. So it does come into play as far as our investments. How likely are we to be able to get into that market long term and reap the, you know, come to fruition with what we invest? And also, how likely is that market to maintain what we've built there? So those issues are very important to making Checkoff decisions, even if the Checkoff doesn't work on them directly. Let's face it, in the industry, everything's linked. So that knowledge for Checkoff leaders is important, even if Checkoff funding doesn't go to work on those particular issues.
She wants producers to know that marketing efforts through the Beef Checkoff continues in many other countries. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.